This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The chief of staff at the American Pharmacists Association says staffing issues are becoming more frequent nationwide. Walgreens says the majority of its stores will stay open and operate with normal hours. It plans to select days with the lowest prescription demand to minimize disruption for customers. CVS says only a fraction of stores will temporarily close on one or both days of the weekend as they continue to struggle with staffing shortages in their stores. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office is asking for your help this morning as they search for a missing woman and her two children. Detectives say 33-year-old Tanya Bebb was last seen this past Saturday after she left a home on North Curtis Road out by Dragon Arms. This is in the Peyton area. She was with a Hispanic man named Michael who was driving a red sedan. If you have any idea where she could be tonight, please reach out to the El Paso County Sheriff's Office. We're now learning the names of the victims killed at the Summit Creek Apartments over the weekend. They are 13-year-old Marcus Venezio Hernandez and 15-year-old Nevaeh Tafoya, both from Pueblo. Three more people were taken to the hospital with injuries following the shooting. As of this morning, no one has been arrested and police haven't released any details about possible suspects involved. In Southern Colorado, a man is on the run from police after escaping from the La Plata County Jail. Well, he's now back in custody. Elias Buck escaped the jail in Durango on December 27th after matching the description of a possible drunk driver while in Farmington, New Mexico last Friday. He was confronted by a local police officer. Elias allegedly shot that officer, 25-year-old Joseph Barreto, who suffered minor injuries. Farmington police say Buck was taken into custody at a convenience store in Arizona following a tip. New questions about protecting Southern Colorado workers from the COVID-19 virus now that the Supreme Court has blocked a White House vaccine mandate for companies with more than 100 employees. Individual states could now consider broad vaccine mandates of their own. So far, however, no state, including Colorado, has announced plans to take on their own mandate similar to what the president wanted. Private businesses, on the other hand, are still allowed to require the shot if they choose. Many Coloradans recently lost their jobs for refusing to get the vaccine. While generally it's tough to sue over violating a company rule, there are possible exceptions. For example, if the employee refused a vaccine based on religious beliefs. Police are searching for the suspect who shot and killed a woman last night in East Pueblo. Pueblo police say the incident happened around 8 o'clock near East 4th Street. According to the news release, the armed suspect was chasing after the woman from the parking lot into a Dollar General store while shooting at her. The suspect is described as a white or Hispanic man. He was last seen wearing a dark gray jacket and baseball hat, red undershirt, and gray shoes with a white trim on the bottom. Police say detectives from Pueblo Police Department are ruling the incident as a homicide investigation. Anyone with information is asked to call the Pueblo Police Dispatch or Pueblo Crime Stoppers. You can now order free home COVID test kits delivered right to your door under a new White House plan. Those kits will become available starting next Wednesday. No debit or credit card is needed, and there's no shipping cost. Every home in the U.S. is entitled to 4 tests, with further availability still to be determined. The site is covidtest.gov. That information is also on our website, krdo.com. There will also soon be a phone number for people without a computer in order to order those home test kits. One school district in Southern Colorado is changing the way it performs contact tracing amid a staggering increase in positive cases there. D70 officials now say they are modifying their measures for keeping track of who has come in contact with a person with COVID. According to data by D70, the week of January 7th, there were 157 confirmed positive cases of COVID-19. This past week, that number has jumped to 400 positive cases, and these increases have put a strain on school nurses, with the district saying they simply cannot keep up with the amount of positive students at their schools. After a week of contentious public debate, Colorado Springs has a replacement for former city councilman Richard Scorman, Stephanie Fortune, getting the go-ahead in a 5-3 vote yesterday. She now takes over the District 3 seat, encompassing downtown and southwest Colorado Springs until next year's public election. Her appointment comes after a vigorous email campaign with many residents upset that council would appoint a relatively conservative newcomer to replace the progressive Scorman. Council members reiterating yesterday, the voting process was done according to the city charter.
Good morning, I'm Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Marty Vanachinkwe, and you will find slick roadways mainly to the north or west of Colorado Springs. Leave yourself a little extra time, just be careful. It is a little icy even on the interstate. Temperatures today are going to generally be in the 30s and 40s, probably coolest where the snow is a little more significant. And we shouldn't have too much wind this afternoon, which will be nice. And with the sunny conditions, the road should clean up pretty well as the day goes on. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop off into the teens and 20s. Tomorrow should be warmer with highs in most cases in the 50s at lower elevations, 40s up high. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.